Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh yes, He's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise His name. Father God, we say thank You for another day, another opportunity, another privilege, another service, another fellowship. Thank You, God. One more. Thank You, God. Hallelujah. For Your keeping power. One more night that You kept us. One more day that You commanded us to rise. Thank You, Father. Thank You for our heartbeats. Thank You that we can inhale and exhale. Thank You for all these things that we take for granted, Father. All these things. We come on this morning to say thank You for it. Thank You for it. Thank You for it. Thank You for it, God. Thank You. Thank You, Father. Father, You told us to enter into Your gates with thanksgiving. Not on just the last Thursday of the month of November, but every day. Every day is the spirit of thanksgiving. We thank You every day, Father. And in all things, we give You thanks. And we bless You. We praise You. And we say, blessed be the name of the living God, who is worthy. Thank You. Bless our services on today. Father, where You and You alone will be glorified, Your people edified. Satan is already horrified. Jesus Christ is the Lord. And we bless You, Father, in all things. Now that You taught Your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. Amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody across the globe listening in, be it live, be it a replay, regardless. Amen. Hallelujah. God is God in the live production. God is God in the replay. And He will never cease from being God, and His word will remain steadfast forever. There's no failure in His word. It cannot fail. It will not fail. And He is not a man. He is not a liar. Amen. And His word is true if we believe it or not. Amen. It's still true. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We pray that everybody had a lovely weekend. Amen. Whatever you did this weekend, amen. We pray that Jesus was on your mind. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. If this is your first time with our fellowship, amen, we want to welcome you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. So this is a place where we fellowship 7 days a week. Amen. 7 days a week, giving God praise, glory, and honor. We be here. We here on holidays. We even be here on Thanksgiving morning. Thanksgiving morning, we be right here if the Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We will not be at the altar prayer on Thursday, but we'll be right here. Amen. If the Lord's willing, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And to God be praise, glory, and to God be honor, amen. So enjoy the services. Keep on coming back, amen. Glory be to God, amen. And have a seat at the breakfast table this morning. Breakfast is about to be served, amen, hallelujah. And I'm not the one serving it, actually. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit is serving. Amen, hallelujah. This is his word, not my word, not your word, not our word. This is the word of God. And God said he'll honor his word above his name. Amen. And so we're happy about that on today. All right, all right, all right. So this morning, amen, I want to draw your attention to the book of Revelations. Amen. Glory be to God. And Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Revelations chapter number 2 and verse number 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receive it. My God, my God, isn't that a beautiful scripture? I'm going to read that again. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Amen. And we blessed be the word of God, the name of the Lord. Amen. And that is the blessed word of God. Amen. For amen, the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes as we start our week. Amen. Hallelujah. You are voted in. You are voted in. The votes have been cast. Hallelujah. And you have been voted in. And we bless be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God for the scripture today, which is a loaded scripture. Amen. We actually could spend just a week or so, amen, just on that one verse alone. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want to focus this morning, amen, on the white stone. Amen. The white stone that the Lord promises to give to all those who overcome. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A white stone, amen, to remind us, amen. Maybe you need to go out when you go out today or go out into your backyard or something, amen. Pick yourself up a white stone, amen. Glory be to God. Put it in your pocketbook, amen. Put it in your briefcase, amen. Put it in your pants pocket, amen. Glory be to God to remind us of the promise, amen, that the Lord has given us, all of his children, amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, what is the significance of this white stone, glory be to God, that Jesus promised, amen, to give to us? Hey, glory be to God. And so, beloved, when we look into the Greek language and history, glory be to God, we can find out how white stones were used at the time that when the scripture was written, amen, by the Apostle John. Amen. Glory be to God. The Apostle John was on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. Revelation is such a blessed book. Amen. He was on the Isle of Patmos. Glory be to God. Amen. And he wrote this, beloved. Amen. And Christ promised, amen, a white stone to everyone who overcame. Isn't that something? Each of us are going to receive a white stone. Each of us are going to receive a new name. All of these promises, beloved, it's going to happen. We don't even know how soon it's going to happen. That's how soon it's going to happen. But don't make no difference if it's soon or not soon. Amen. It's still going to happen. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we look in our scripture, Revelation 2:17, in the original text, glory be to God, and when the word white stone, glory be to God, is a Greek, in the Greek, let me read to you what the word means in the Greek, glory be to God. Stone refers to a pebble, glory be to God. And it's a compound word, glory be to God, white stone, amen, a white pebble, amen. So rather than a white stone, beloved, this could be literally translated a stone, a white one. It's a stone, but it happens to be a white stone. Glory be to God. And so this lays a particular emphasis on the color of the stone. The color of the stone is important here. Not the fact that you're getting a stone, see? Not the fact that the Lord has given us a black stone or a blue stone or red stone. The Lord has given us a stone, but the emphasis in the Greek is that it's going to be a white stone. The emphasis is on the color white. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, when we do our research and our history back in the Old Testament times, when they had a trial, when the Romans had a trial, and at the conclusion of that trial, beloved, and it was time for the panel of judges to vote, see, on the defendant's innocence or guilt, what the judges would do is they would register their votes by casting a black or white stone into an urn. So if they cast a black stone, that symbolized that the person was guilty. And if they cast a white stone, that denoted a vote for the person's innocence. And when all the stones had been cast, the stones, they were emptied out from the urn. They were counted one by one. If there was more black stones than white stones, it meant that the judges found the defendant guilty. And if there were more white stones than black stones, it meant that they found the individual to be not guilty. Therefore, beloved, when Christ offered a stone, a white stone, to overcome us, placing a definite emphasis on the word white, it meant that, beloved, the Lord is saying, I have reviewed all the evidence, and I have judged you not guilty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I judged all the evidence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I reviewed it. I looked it over. I know what you did. I know what you didn't do. I know where you've been. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know what you're saying. I know what you didn't say. I know where you went. I know where you didn't go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I know what you're guilty of. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I reviewed all the evidence. Hallelujah. But he said, I'm giving you a white stone. My God, my God. I have judged you not guilty. All the blood. Thank God for the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Not guilty. Not guilty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved. Satan, the accuser of the brethren, going to and fro, glory be to God, counting us guilty when we mess up, when we sin, trying to dig back into our past. Glory be to God, wherever he can find. Amen. He brings that in into the courtroom where the Lord is the judge. And he sits on the seat ruling as judge. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Satan spills it all out.
See, they did this. They did that. They did this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How can you bless them like this? How can you use them like this? Look at this. They're guilty of all this. And the Lord said he looks everything over. He reviews it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And beloved, we might be guilty as all get out. But when the Lord looks over, glory be to God, and he sees the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, applied over our life through faith, by grace and mercy, God, hallelujah, looks Satan straight in the eye and says, taste this mist, taste this mist. Why? Yes, they're guilty, but the blood, all the blood, all the blood that call my name, all the blood, the power of the blood of Jesus, and then applied over my life. I once was lost in sin, but he has grafted me in by the blood. When the Lord looks over at the blood, he dismisses our case, and Satan got to go back home. Yeah, my God, beloved, that color white, glory be to God, if the Lord is telling us, hallelujah, that he has found us not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, glory be to God, hallelujah, oh, thank you, God, hallelujah, and I was wondering, because I know the Lord told me, when I went on Facebook at 5 o'clock, he said, you got to wear white, glory be to God, I didn't understand it, he said, wrap your head in white, I didn't understand it, because, oh, glory, y'all know I'm a color person, I like them bright colors, hallelujah, but God said, I couldn't understand it, but I did it anyhow, hallelujah, what the Lord is saying, when your accusers come up against you, glory be to God, when they want to point and say, let me tell you, the Alfreda I used to know, oh, glory be to God, what about this, what about that, how can you stand in this stand, glory be to God, hallelujah, God said, when your enemies accuse you, glory be to God, hallelujah, and you might have been guilty of some of the stuff they accusing you of, but God said, hallelujah, not guilty, not guilty, taste this mist, oh, glory be to the living God, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and needs to bear, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. God said, a white stone. Not guilty. Woo! Anybody happy about it but me? Oh, glory be to God. Anybody happy? We know our history. We know the speakeasies. Glory be to God. We not ducked in and out of. We know the lies. We know the schemes. We know, beloved, we know what we was involved in. Glory be to God. Some of us feel shame to talk about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't please don't bring it up. Hallelujah. We ain't all the way out the closet yet. But when God sees the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that has redeemed us. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is this the Alfreda I used to know? No, this ain't the Alfreda you used to know. Because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God said, Jesus said, I'm going to give you a stone. And not no ordinary stone. I'm giving you a white stone. Why? Because I found you not guilty. Beloved, Jesus' message to that church and to us today was that regardless of who they had been or what they had done before they came to Christ, what matters now was that who they have become in Christ. It ain't who you used to be, it's who you are. Hey, my God, my God. White man, black man, rich man, poor man, baker man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. God said, don't make no difference what you used to be. Don't make no difference. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wasn't this a deceiver? Wasn't this the conniver? Wasn't you the prostitute? Hallelujah. God said, don't make no difference. I'm giving you a white stone. Not guilty. Not guilty. Oh, somebody needs to give God some praise on this Thanksgiving week. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody needs to give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, that we're new creatures in him. We're not the same people we used to be. Glory be to God. I'm not who I used to be. Glory be to God, but I'm becoming who he made me to be. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to give a white stone. My God, my God, my God. Beloved God, Jesus is viewing us in light. God is viewing us in light of the blood. He is viewing us in light of the blood. Jesus, amen, has cast a stone. Jesus has cast a white stone, hallelujah, in your direction. He is affirming your full acquittal, hallelujah, and complete release from your past sinful lives and memories. Case dismissed. Case dismissed, beloved. Case dismissed. Therefore, when the devil or any person for that matter tries to throw a stone of judgment against you by mentally tormenting you about your past actions that you've already been forgiven for, we are the boldly answer. Glory be to God. Christ has already cast his vote. Oh, my God. Christ has already found me not guilty. Regardless of any actions we may have committed in the past, Jesus' blood has purged our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. There's a lot of controversy going on, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Y'all know the court case that took place last week. Don't even know the guy's name. Amen. They killed those two guys. Amen. He said in self-defense. But it's for the jury, But they did it the American way, and the jury came back, and they found him not guilty. A lot of people are mad and upset about that verdict because they found him not guilty. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah, you're on trial too. Hallelujah, Satan had you on trial for all of your sins and all your mishaps. Glory be to God, but I want you to know that only one juror went into deliberation in your case. It was 12 in his case, only one in your case. Glory be to God, Jesus came back and found you not guilty. Let me tell you, some people that ain't happy about that. Glory be to God, they feel like you should be suffering the same way they think that young man should be suffering. They think you need to be locked up the same way that man was locked up. Satan ain't happy about it, and neither are some of your enemies. But the Lord has already cast his vote, hallelujah, and found you not guilty. He has already dismissed your case. When God says yes, nobody can say no. My God, my God, my God, I want you to know that you are voted in, and Jesus did it. Can we give the Lord a praise on this morning? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He found you not guilty. Regardless, somebody, I think it was Sister Joanne this morning on the 5 o'clock of Facebook. She said, regardless. I preached a sermon entitled that some while ago. Regardless. Hallelujah. Any actions that you have committed in the past. Hallelujah. Satan ain't happy about that. He ain't happy about that. Hallelujah. But we want to thank God today that God is the judge. Hallelujah. Jesus is the juror. He sits on the right-hand side of God making intercession for us. Glory be to God, pleading our case. Pleading. Hallelujah. He is the propitiator for our sins, pleading our case. Glory be to God. Not guilty. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. That family of those victims, they might try to appeal that case. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can try to appeal, but let me tell you, when God gives a verdict, there is no appeal. No. That is the due process of law. Hallelujah. His word is final. My God, have mercy. Jesus' blood has purged our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Beloved, hallelujah. There was another way the ancient Greeks also used black and white stones for vote casting. Hallelujah. One of the greatest privileges in Greek society was to vote about civic issues in a public election. And these elections, people used white and black stones to cast their votes, similar to the way such stones were used in legal trials. That's how they did it back in the day, beloved. They didn't have 12 jurors, amen, listening at the case, amen. They had black stones and they had white stones. Votes were customarily registered by casting a black stone or a white stone into a large vase that was set up throughout the city at designated locations. This is how they voted for their elections and who was going to be in charge of the political office. And when the time for voting had concluded, the pebbles were separated into black piles and white piles and then counted. A white stone represented a person voting in favor of some issue, whereas a black stone represented a person voting against it. Beloved, thus, when Jesus gave us this promise, Jesus was promising us a stone. He said, I'm going to give you a white stone to every believer who overcomes. Ah, my God, Jesus. He was not only announcing freedom. He was not only announcing forgiveness. Glory be to God. He was not only announcing acquittal from a past sinful life, but he is also telling us, my vote is for you. Somebody needs to rejoice today that Christ has voted for you. Oh my God. You looking around to see, amen, who won the vote? You don't know you it. Christ has already voted for you. Hallelujah. He is saying, I am putting my full support behind you. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I'm giving you a white stone, a white stone. Beloved, isn't this beautiful this morning? How powerful this is when we realize what the white stone means in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. I read that as I close on this morning. Glory be to God. Revelation 2, 17. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. Underline that word, white stone. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Hallelujah, beloved. The vote is in. The vote is in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. President Obama always referred to him because he was just his election made such a difference in history. Glory be to God. And they was counting the votes. They was counting the votes. Glory be to God. They said the vote is in. President Obama, amen. Glory be to God as our president. No, they didn't cheat. They Trump. No, they didn't cheat. No, the votes is in. Glory be to God. There wasn't a rigged election. The votes is in. But when I come to tell you this morning, the vote is in. And Jesus has voted you in. He has given you a white stone. He is in your favor. He is on your side. He is backing you up. He says, I got you. Glory be to God. It declares that Christ has found us not guilty. Hallelujah. That he is putting his full support behind you and behind me. Christ is voting for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Thank God that we've been found not guilty. Hallelujah, we've been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. And regardless of what the devil tried to tell us, Jesus has freed us from our past. Hallelujah. And if the Lord has made us free, we are free indeed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Grab yourself a white stone. Grab it in your, put it in your pocketbook. Hey, put it on your kitchen table. Put it on your kitchen counter to remind you that Christ has found you not guilty. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. To remind you, glory be to God, that when no one else is voting for you, hallelujah, Christ has already voted for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you are going to make it. Why? Because Christ has already voted for you. Beloved, today I want to tell you that if, hallelujah, you have been forgiven, and if you have been washed in the precious blood of Christ, you are forgiven, period, or buts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have been forgiven. You got a white stone. Yay, my God, Jesus, have mercy. The devil may try to hassle you in your mind. The devil may try to torment you with past memories that God himself does not remember. Because he said your sins are cast away as far as the east is from the west. Oh, glory be to God. But just realize that Christ reviewed all the evidence in your case. And since his blood was applied to your life, he has found you completely blameless and free from shame. Can we give the Lord a praise on this morning? Furthermore, beloved, if it doesn't feel at the moment like anyone else is for you, and sometimes you may feel like nobody is for you, sometimes we do, I want you to remember this morning that Christ himself has cast his vote for you. When we look in the book of Romans 8:31, this is what it says. It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Y'all know my slogan. If God be for us, the devil is in trouble. If God be for you, your enemies are in trouble. And the devil's in trouble himself. God said he'll be a friend to our friends and an enemy to our enemies. My friend, if Jesus has cast his vote for you, and he has, you can throw off all despair and start rejoicing. Just tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Because the one vote that really matters has been cast in your faith. You've been voted in. You've been voted in. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Thank God for the white stone. Thank God for the white stone. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm going to find me a white stone. I'm going to find me a white stone. And I'm going to carry it with me every place I go to remind me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is so good. God is so good. He said, wear white, Alfreda. So when your accusers come up against you, when Satan and his demons come up against you, hallelujah, for you come having the nerve to come during the witch's hour to call a global prayer, and they start accusing you, he said, I reviewed everything. Still find you not guilty. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which has cleansed us from all sinful actions of the past. Although, Father, we admittedly did wrong in the past, it is not held against us because the blood of Christ has made us free. You have officially declared us clean. We stand before you as a born-again individual, free from the offenses of our past. A white stone has been cast in our favor. We are cleansed and we are free. And you are voting for us and for our good success. And we say thank you. And we pray this and all things in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. That's the word of God for today. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In form of announcements, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Erica don't even know I'm doing this, but I'm led to do this today. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that he who lendeth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. Erica stepped out on faith, amen, amen, to feed the poor this Thanksgiving, amen, not even being with her family, amen, and to feed the poor. She needs 25 people to give $25. Beloved, he who lendeth, who giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. Erica is going to be blessed for this. Some of the family is going to be with her. We are breaking traditions this year, amen, because it ain't about us. It's about the needy, amen. Erica needs 25 people to give $25 a day. And I'm putting it out there. Maybe you want to give 50. Maybe you want to give 100. Maybe you want to give whatever the Lord tells you to do, amen. But you're not giving it to Erica. You're giving it to the Lord. Because he who giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. And Erica has these companies, amen, glory be to God, and they're donating the food, and they're donating the food, and we're coming together. That's where I'm going to be on Thanksgiving. Look, if she got that type of faith, I'm there with her, glory be to God. And this ministry has been a blessing to her, amen, to make it, because this is our contribution, because we need to do something. This is what we're doing, amen, glory be to God. But she needs 25 people to give $25 today. In Jesus' name. All right. In form of other announcements, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Amen. All this week, no altar prayer on Thursday. That's Thanksgiving. We'll be here at 6 in the morning, but not for the altar prayer. That's family time. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Lord's willing, we'll have Bible study on Wednesday. Lord's willing, I don't know. We'll see what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory be to God. We know y'all going to be in there cooking and all that, but you can still have the speaker on. Amen. So we'll see what the Lord has to say. I'm willing if the Lord says so. Amen. All right. We pray that you are wrapping up the tickets. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This weekend, glory be to God, we would like to see what our total numbers are. Amen. So that we can give a final count. And move forward. Everything is coming along very nice. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We did extend the souvenir journal. Amen. Anybody want to place an ad in the souvenir journal? You have until this weekend. We extended that 1 week. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. All right. I think that's all the announcements for today. Amen. And we just want to thank God that we are voted in. Hallelujah. Thank God for the white stone. In Jesus' name. All right, everybody have a good day, a good weekend. Oh, Lord have mercy, a good weekend. Well, amen, a good weekend. Bless the Lord. Thank God for a good weekend. Maybe that's my way of telling y'all I had a good weekend. Glory be to God. What you do, Pastor, rest? Do it. What? Yeah, rest. I did preach yesterday. I brought the sermon. What else you do? Rest. Rest and rest. Amen. Took my Sabbath day. Yes, I did. Thank God that for Saturday. God gave me Saturday as a Sabbath, and I make no excuses for it. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Love you. Amen. Meet you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Amen. And back again. Amen. At 9. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hold on 1 second. Holy Spirit saying something to me.
But let me tell you, beloved, what we do for others got to do for us. I already know. It's a surprise that's going to take place at our a surprise that's taking place at our Christmas dinner. I ain't told nobody yet. Y'all know I got to hook up with celebrities. Y'all know I got to hook up with celebrities. Y'all know I got to hook up with Noel Jones. Y'all know I got to hook up with Stedman Graham. Y'all know I got to hook up with Tyler Perry. Y'all know I got to hook up. I ain't telling nobody this one because number one, we ain't going to have the room to hold all the people if I told everybody. Glory be to God. We ain't going to have the room to hold everybody. Amen. But let me tell you something. I know that somebody about to bless this ministry with a few million dollars. Amen. God will do for you what you do for others. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm doing this for Erica because Holy Spirit told me Erica don't even know I'm doing this. Amen. But I know if I do this for Erica, somebody going to do this for us. Amen. Because one of them celebrities going to write us a check. Erica needs 25 times. Erica needs $625. $600. That's what she needs. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we say thank you, Father God, that we have voted, that you have voted us in. You have voted us in, Father God. We're in. No one else didn't have to vote, Father God. They could have threw the black stone. They probably did. The devil was throwing the black stone because the devil black. He ain't got no other color stone to throw. But, Father God, you've cast the white stone, which means we have been found not guilty, Father God, in spite of our faults, in spite of our sins, in spite of our ugliness, Father God. My God, we know how to get ugly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, when we put all that under the blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God, we are forgiven. And we want to say thank you for it, Father. We're just rejoicing in our forgiveness, Father God. And we give you praise and thanks, Father God, on this Thanksgiving holiday that we are forgiven. Hallelujah. And the devil can't do nothing about it. He can't appeal the case. He can't appeal the vote. We are forgiven. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father God, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, not only do we lift up Erica, Father God, but there's so many other people and organizations doing a good work. They're just starting out. Father God, they're not like that big organization that feeds the homeless every year, and they got thousands and thousands of dollars that come in, Father God, to help them to do that. That's because they've been doing it for years. But Father God, you have individuals that's just starting out this year on faith, Father God. And they're trusting you. They're trusting you, Father God. And so, Father God, help them not to be disappointed. And we know that you won't, Father God. So not only do we pray that everything that Erica needs will be given, but, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, for anybody and everybody else, Father, that's doing your will, especially when they are ministering to the poor. Father God, that every need, every dollar would be met, Father, and surplus. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer even right now by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus, who decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. God bless you, saints. Get your white stone and remind yourself, amen, that Christ has already voted for you. Amen. Love you. Amen.